Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes to share with you this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. And changing up gears just a little bit. And chapter 40 begins a section in the book of the prophet Isaiah that speaks to a time when many of the people of Judah were in exile in Babylon, crushed and without hope. Isaiah proclaimed that God would set the people free and bring them home to Jerusalem to begin a new life. In today's reading, the prophet proclaims words of hope, comfort, and encouragement. And so now God's saving word for us, for today and the rest of the week, is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them they have suffered long enough and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain, and the hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice goes out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wildflowers. Grass withers and flowers fade. When the Lord sends the wind blowing over them, people are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion, announce the good news. Speak out. And do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the oceans by handfuls or measure the sky with his hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup, or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand, and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All animals in the forest of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too few to kindle the fire. The nations are nothing at all to him. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, where God says, comfort my people, says the Lord, comfort them. You know, this passage of scripture takes place, as we have been studying, in times past on Wednesday night, about the history of Israel after they were exiled from their land because they had not observed the sabbatical year of letting the farmland rest. And they ended up owing God 70 years because of their sin. And so the only way that God could do this without killing off the whole nation was to remove Israel from their land for 70 years, and until that seventh year, times 70, was paid back in full to him. And so this is God just balancing the books. And he's not going to stay angry with Israel forever. And here he is saying, your time is coming. And we're reading about that as we've gone on to study Ezekiel and others. How God has brought this time to an end, this time of exile, and now he's going to bring Israel back to the promised land. Beloved, you may be feeling that you are in a time of exile, that God hasn't heard your prayers, that things haven't gone according to your plans, but rest assured that he never leaves us by ourselves. He never leaves us or forsakes us, the Word of God says. And he will be there to lead us into a time of blessing. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, where we have a hymn celebrating Israel's incomparable God. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, you hang on to those promises of God's word, because those promises of God are yea and amen, and he will bring them to pass. God bless.